The following content is not suitable for children.
It's that time of the year. Holidays, and you know what comes with holidays. Stress!
No sex!
No sex, too? Oof.
Welcome to Foreplay Sex Therapy. I'm Dr. Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fowler, your couples therapist.
We are here to talk about sex.
Our mission is to help couples talk about sex in ways that incorporate their body, their mind, and their hearts.
And we have a little bit of fun doing it, right, G?
Listen, and let's change some relationships.
You know, George, as a woman, you know, I love Christmas. I love the holidays. It's like, it is the most wonderful time of the year for me. Right today, even where we're recording this the day before Thanksgiving, and I'm leaving you to go home to make pies after I work for another few hours. And I can feel in me the joy, but I can also feel so much stress.
Yeah. We're always overworked, but we take it to a whole nother level. It's like overworked on steroids during this time of year.
So it's so true.
It increases relationship stress. I know me and my wife, it's like she's running around with a chicken without her head, and I want to actually slow down. I'm like, I work like a crazy person all year. Like, this is the time to like sit and kind of enjoy the rewards of that work. And it's hard to sit down when your partner's running around doing a million different things. And I'm like, ugh. So yeah, how do we prepare ourselves for what likely is to happen? I think as therapists, we try to do this with couples all the time. Stop getting surprised by the same patterns, the same setups over and over again, right? This is supposed to be a magical time to recharge and to be grateful and all that beautiful stuff. But with it comes all these other stresses that we want to be ready for.
Yeah. You know,
financial stress.
Time stress, lack of time stress, the expectations of just something that's going to be magical. I tell my family that on Christmas Eve, just expect me to be a witch, you know, because I have all this stuff I got to do and all these expectations. And then, you know, magically, somehow or another at 6 o'clock when the guests arrive, I'm going to be happy and smiling. And I expect my family who's put up with me all day to be happy and smiling too. Lots of stress.
I think we should start there.
Okay.
That's one that's tough for me to understand. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to make the house beautiful and welcoming and creating an atmosphere. But to accomplish that goal, if it creates an atmosphere of tension and you know, resentfulness and negative messages, I mean, it almost feels like, you know, it defeats the purpose.
It does. It really does. But I can tell you that, I mean, I think one thing is oftentimes that magical creation of Christmas is kind of what I feel like is on me. You know, I literally this weekend, I probably don't have 5 minutes of free time. You know, I've got to get the tree up. I've already been shopping. I've been shopping, George, for months. I have all the stocking stuffers done, but I mean, it is a Christmas machine. There is so much. And I don't think necessarily that my partner has been aware of all that I've been doing or over the years, kind of all that I did. Because can you imagine your busy work life and then add to that Christmas shopping, Christmas decorating, Thanksgiving cooking, just add that on top.
Yeah. I mean, it's something's got to give.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually it's my mood.
I'm doing some trainings and Copenhagen and Oslo, and then come back in California. So I'm pretty much gone all before Christmas. We literally come back Christmas Eve night, and my wife takes the tree down like right after Christmas. So before we get on a flight, she wants to set the tree up to sit empty in the house. Just so on, because I'm like, we have a little tree. Can't we put the little tree up? Why don't we guys spend hours on something that literally we're never even going to see? So it's like this, you can see the different perspectives, you know, that partners come into relationship. No one's right or wrong. That she's willing to do the extra work to set that climate is beautiful. And that day I would appreciate it. But I don't appreciate the stress and the fighting that has to go in the setup of making all of that happen.
Your house and my house sound like familiar houses across the nation right now. You know, the one feeling the pressure and the other feeling like, what's the big deal? Why do we got to do this? You know, now it's only going to be for a little bit. I get it, though. She wants to walk into Christmas. You know, the kids will be home. She wants them to come home to Christmas. I think there is, I don't know, oftentimes a gender difference here in terms of the expectations and also the roles, you know, of who does what.
Yeah. Well, again, we both got to bridge some of this distance. So I got to get a little bit more of what drives it. And you got to get a little bit more of what drives it on our end. Mm-hmm. I mean, I certainly think I'm biased. My end makes a lot more sense to enjoy the time instead of stressing over it. But, you know, so what would happen if things weren't perfect, if they weren't set up? Like, would that just feel like a letdown? If I know if people are going to judge you, the in-laws come over, somebody looks at the house and the roof is not up or the colors aren't right. Like, if it's not perfect, like, what would that feel like?
Hmm. I think to me, it feels like I'm letting people down. It also feels like, you know, I'm being let down because it is such a magical time for myself. It just feels like what a downer. Absolutely, what a downer to be in a house that is not, you know, Christmas cheerful.
Mm-hmm. To me, Christmas cheerful is just the music and like the movies and the food. And, you know, I could order a pizza and just have a good conversation. I don't need the gourmet meals. But again, every time they're prepared and I enjoy all the options. But again, I'm just trying to kind of lean into your perspective of what if that Christmas Eve, you're miserable to have a magical Christmas. Is that worth it or that stress level of just trying like you said, there's not a moment you're sitting still. You are going to go from, you know, decorating to cooking to present wrapping. I mean, and all the presents you got to get beforehand. And every year it seems harder to get presents for people. And it's, we start early. It used to start like a couple of weeks before now, November, you know, Thanksgiving, you're late if you're not already shopping and getting presents. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you don't want to wait till Black Friday. But, you know, one of the things I think about, George, is looking back. I mean, have you ever been on a family vacation where your kids just bitch and moan about how miserable they are? They didn't get what they didn't go where they wanted. They don't want to do the things you want to do, all that. But then in about 2 or 3 years, they talk about that family vacation like it was the best time ever. And so somewhat right. I think about that as Christmas, you know, like there are certain markers in our life and holidays, vacations, those things kids really hearken back to as solidifying their sense of family. And I mean, I think it really does make a difference when they think about it in retrospect, like, wow, my parents put so much effort into it. They cared. They worked hard to make it a beautiful, magical time. Even they don't remember the stress. They don't remember much of that. I don't know. I think that effort is kind of worth it in retrospect.
I like the idea of like making memories. That's really what I hear you saying you're trying to do. It's like my wife always pushes for the picture and we always fight her. Come on, I don't want to take the picture. But, you know, a year later, 2 years later, you look at that picture and it's like, oh, that was such a great time. Like you remember the environment or the context that was created right in that picture. And if you don't really remember the stress of it all. So that picture, that magical memory is worth the days of stress and bickering and fighting to kind of hold on to.
I know. But I mean, I think too, while maybe I'm, you know, bitchy before it's, while it's all happening, the other side of it, while you don't understand it, the support and appreciation would change that bitchiness. You know, it is part of a cycle. It's like if you went, oh man, honey, this is beautiful. Look at what you created. This is, you know, this is going to be so magical for us to walk in. Christmas is going to be done. We're going to be able to enjoy the kids. Thank you so much for that effort. I mean, I don't know. I think that would lower her stress considerably. It would lower mine.
I failed that test. You know, when I tell my wife, like, we don't need like two platters of different food per person. Like, right, there's five of us here, right? If we're not entertaining other people. But, you know, I hear what you're saying. And I think it's helpful to recognize as the partner who doesn't see the need for that extravagant kind of work. It's right. That, you know, that it actually does make the person who's doing the work get into some kind of spirit. Like, I don't know how my wife can go a million miles an hour, and then the day of Christmas, she's like super happy about it all. Like, everything's in place and she could actually like enjoy like how it unfolds. Like, so it does seem like the payoff for her is worth it on that day. It doesn't feel like it's worth it for me the weeks leading up to it, but we'll talk to that. We'll talk about my side of it afterwards here.
Okay. It's cozy time. It's sexy time. Cozy Earth. Luxury goods that transform your lifestyle. Sheets that make your clothes want to fall off. Pajamas that make you want to touch each other. Cozy Earth makes the best loungewear, and their bedding, it's temperature regulating. So if you sleep hot and he sleeps cold or vice versa, the bamboo and the linen sheets will do it for you. They come with a 10-year warranty. And really, I am going into winter and I am going to be cozy and soft with Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth provides that exclusive offer for us Foreplay fans, up to 35% off site-wide when you use the code Foreplay. So please check out CozyEarth.com, get up to 35% off site-wide, and that's a deal. Use the code Foreplay. Buy her some lovely, sexy loungewear that is so soft to the touch. Buy some sheets. Make her day. These sheets make your clothes come off. Picture you and your partner snuggling by the warm fire, crackling noise, soft music playing, the Christmas tree in the corner. It is time to get romantic. This is what the stories on Dipsy are all about. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. And they bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. You know, I always say women need their brains to turn on, to think about sexual content. And Dipsy stories, they're all about helping your mind have the fantasy that turns you on. New content is released every week. So in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. For my listeners on the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/foreplay. That's 30 days of full access for free. When you go to dipseastories.com/foreplay. dipsystories.com/foreplay, y'all. Uber Lube. It's a luxury lubricant. Can you say that three times fast? Uber Lube Luxury Lubricant. You know, basically, it's pure silicone bliss. It is made from superior ingredients. It has skin-soothing vitamin E, and it goes on just like natural moisture, and it lasts a long time. There's no drip. Their glass bottles are truly beautiful. You can leave them on your bedstand. I do. No problem. Nobody notices. And it's basically like this thin, slippery silicone formulation. It reduces friction, which is great, but it doesn't reduce sensation, and it stays slippery long enough for lasting pleasure. They have travel-friendly, toughened glass bottles. You can slip it in your gym bag. You can slip it in your purse. You can be ready whenever. Try UberLube, the silicone lubricant, at uberlube.com. Use the code Foreplay for 10% off. Really. It is the best lubricant on the market.
All right. So if we have magical memories, which is driving the hectic pace on your side of the street, on my side of the street, it's, listen, this is all the work is to actually enjoy some quality time. You know, to be able to kind of sit on a couch and have some conversations and just like not work. You spend most of the year going a million miles an hour. This is the time to kind of de-stress, to kind of just kind of sit back. And, you know, when I don't get that, you know, it's hard to, even if you decide you want to just sit down and watch a show or do something, if your partner's running around a million miles an hour, you know, you're set up to feel either guilty that you're not helping or stand up for yourself and say, come on, I don't want to do this. And now it turns into a fight and you're minimizing what the other person's doing. There's not a lot of great options if your partner doesn't see the value in kind of joining you and decompressing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can certainly see that the spirit of what you're talking about is kind of the spirit of the holiday, you know, to be together, to enjoy each other, you know, to have warm times. I do think there's a really good meaning in what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, and it's intentionally wanting to do less, because most of your life you have to do so much. This is the time when you're off of work where you can actually do less. You know, and I'm sure there's gender pieces. I mean, I think Thanksgiving, I'm watching the football games, you know, and it'd be great to cook the turkey and do the other things, but I'd be fine ordering pizza, not having a turkey. Like, just, I would rather sit there and enjoy some conversation. And yet that often gets read as being lazy, which is like, don't you have a right to be lazy on a holiday? I mean, when during a year do you get a chance to be lazy, right? To me, it's like the in-home vacation. You're trying to, and I get, you know, you have to get presents and you have to get food and there are logistical things that need to happen. And you start having in-laws come over and there's a whole lot of things that are going to add stress anyway. But like, when do you carve out moments to actually enjoy, like and maybe that's the balance that we're trying to strike here. Like, how do I engage more with my wife so she's not doing this stuff alone and she's appreciated for the memory she's creating, but how does she show her flexibility and say, you know, we got to carve out time, you know, for intimacy, for watching a movie, for going on a walk, like, you know, and there's not enough hours in a day to do all that. You know, there's something's got to give here.
Yeah. I can feel myself wanting to have a cycle with you. I can feel the other side so strongly. It's really hard to hear this side. Yeah. You know, it's like, sure, you know, we don't have to do any of the decorations and we could just have pizza, but what a downer, you know, like really, like truly, really and truly, if there were no food in the house and there was no planning for meals and your kids come home from college, George, and they just, and you know, there's nothing there. You know, is that really going to be a relaxed, good time?
It'd be a good experiment. What are the kids looking to do when they come home? Mm-hmm. What are the kids looking to do? They want to run around and chicken without having to work, or they want to sit back, open some presents and have a good time?
Right. But I mean, I think
it's okay for our kids to want that, but it's not okay for a partner to want that. Ooh, I gotta.
Okay, yes, but
I
how gotta. Do
you... Bring on the cycle. Let's go. How do you think they get there?
Oh, my God. Exactly. It's like, I mean, sure, you know, all of you can sit around and watch football and movies and stuff like that. But I think first of all, your knowledge of all the things that is going on behind the scenes to make that enjoyable and relaxing, you know, I really don't think if you wake up in the morning and there's no breakfast and there's no lunch and there's pizza for dinner five nights in a row that there's going to be a lot of happiness.
You are going to the extremes. Nobody's saying you're not going to go above beyond. I mean, I'm the one going shopping and getting the stuff and the presents and all that stuff. I mean, everybody's got to step up more to create an environment. We're just talking about the extremes. On a 1 to 10 scale, if I want to turn it up to a 5 and I don't see the value of doing a 10, like if I don't want to run outside and kind of hang wreaths on my mailbox or, you know, climb to the top of my house and put up a light or, you know, all the little extras that some people get so much enjoyment out of, right? And if you get enjoyment out of it, go for it. But if you get stress, I mean, to me, the fruits are in the results. And I like what you're saying. It helps me understand the magical memories. If you get that on that day, that it's worth kind of the work that you're putting in. But if you don't get that payoff from the work, is it okay to want to do less work and not to be shamed for it, not to be called lazy or that you don't have the spirit? You just have a different type of spirit. Like, I would like to think about my family members that are not here during, you know, the holidays. I would like, you know, when am I ever going to slow down and be able to have those type of conversations if, you know, I'm running around with a chicken without an egg?
Mm-hmm. So for you, you would want more availability from mm-hmm. Kathy to have those conversations with, to just sort of relax dinners and time by the fire and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think that's
I'm 100% with you, Kathy. I'm 100% with you, Kathy.
Well, it's also, you know, if I want more downtime, I'm probably going to want more affection and more intimacy, more sex too. And my wife's going to be less available because she's exhausted, going a million miles an hour. So you can see how this, you know, divide around how to do holidays starts to kind of also get into the bedroom.
It does. It does. Yeah. And I think, I get that. I also feel almost exhausted listening to you. I think this fight is such a cycle in so many marriages, you know, where somebody said it isn't even just Christmas. It's like, why do we have to have the floors vacuumed and cleaned so often? You know, it's like, I don't care. Let's just hang out. And the standards are really different between people. Yeah. But it's a similar argument, George, is why do we have to have sex so often? You know, like, I'm content. You know,
right? Discrepancy and whatever it is typical for every couple. We're attracted to someone who's opposite of us, right? You're late, I'm early. You like it clean, I like it messy. I want it 5 times a week, you don't want it once a week. I mean, these are just the things that couples got to navigate. And we're just trying to help people talk about this on the front end. Talk about it now as you're going into the holidays. Try to learn to respect each other's position, right? I mean, if my wife wants magical memories and I want to help with that, you know, and appreciate that, I think that makes it easier for her instead of getting frustrated. If she appreciates what's driving it for me, I want to have some downtime. I want to really connect. I often don't get a chance to do that because I'm too busy. Like, it's both of us are looking for really healthy things.
What about a trade? You ask your partner, okay, you give me 2 hours of holiday time and just do whatever I ask you to do. Put the wreath on the mailbox, put the lights on the top of the house, mm-hmm. and I'll give you 2 hours of doing nothing but you and me, you know, after dinner.
I think that'd be awesome. both sides are getting what they really want during this time of year.
I will say that is one of the ways I solved the holiday stress in my own home. I basically have a list of all the things that need to be done. And I ask my family, look, you know how stressed out I get. Could you sign up for 2 or 3 of these things? And they get to choose the things that are their favorite things to do. And then we kind of divide the list. And one of the things, though, they don't argue with me is what's on the list. You know, well, this one doesn't have to be on the list. This one isn't important. It's like, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying this is my list. This is how you can
it's
help
gonna
me.
It's going to get done, damn
will,
it.
Will you help me?
Yeah, because
I do it all. Yeah. I mean, even now, I think my family is much better. But my daughter-in-law has observed that I can't believe how much you do for Christmas, Lori. Like, you run the Christmas machine still. Where are they when you're decorating the tree? She's like, I wish I were there with you. By the way, my daughter-in-law is moving back to the area, and I'm so delighted to have her nearby soon. And that is one of the reasons.
Your son is happy with that, too. Both of you can run around together. Give them a break.
At least we are going to be together in it. And, you know, it's so exciting. That is one of the drivers for me is my son and my daughter-in-law are moving home. You can't imagine the explosion in my chest of so much joy about this. But it also drives this, I want it to be even more magical. We're going to get the biggest tree we've ever had in all history, you know, just to celebrate them.
I'm tired already just listening to it. It is, you know, I do love, we just redid our kitchen and, you know, the kitchen area is bigger. And then we had a party the other day and everybody was hanging out in the kitchen. And my wife was in heaven because she's running around doing everything, but people are there helping and having a drink and making laughs. And it was like a communal just like hangout, which is really kind of what she's looking for, you know?
Right.
And the flip side of it, a lot of guys are hanging outside by the fire pit and having a cigar and, you know, having a drink and shooting the breeze. And like both sides were super happy. The party was super successful. And then you find these overlaps and, you know, it's all good. But I like the idea of just trying to not pathologize the other person's way of feeling good during these times, right? If you want to make things magical and you're willing to put in the work, that should be celebrated. If you really want to take some time to decompress and focus on these relationships you'd often don't have time for, that's amazing too. And you're coming at it from different extremes, but being able to find common ground, you know, that's what this crazy dance of love is all about, right, Lori?
It is. It is. I like the idea of finding common ground, however you do it. And I know that we're not really solving the cycle because we're not potentially deeply understanding each other and the needs. But sometimes I think just making it seem somewhat fair would be helpful.
Yeah. Well, there are ouches, right? Your ouch is feeling alone and rejected in the work. And my ouch is being told I'm failing because I'm not wanting to do the work, right? And those places.
I'm too much.
Right. You're too much.
I'm too much. You're too little.
Yeah, we go again. The cycle thrives during the holidays, which is pretty tragic. And we're just trying to prepare couples that the stress level is increasing. You know, you're thinking, I mean, you got financial stresses, you got, you know, relationship stresses, you have people you haven't seen coming in, you got, and there's just so much that gets thrown on.
In-law stresses, right?
In-law stresses, yeah. We'll do a whole different show on that. But just recognizing this is where, you know, if you could just talk about the likelihood this cycle coming, it's just easy to recognize, hey, we're doing it again. I know you're trying to do your best for magical moments. I know you want George some downtime. It's okay. Let's find a better balance. Like it can be quick, these repair conversations, instead of them sinking the whole time. Because to me, that's the biggest loss. Like both people are grinding to get towards these couple of days off to connect with family. And then they fight the whole damn time. And it's like, really? This didn't need to go down that way.
I know. I agree. Make a list. Sign up.
Schedule some sex too.
And have a little sex too. I agree. Okay. We are thinking of you and we wish you warm holidays. We hope that you stay out of the holiday cycle. There are two sides to it, I think, often, and we're with you. We struggle too.
Notice Lori's often. There are always two sides, right? But we're holding hands and sending you all our blessings and wishes, because this is the time where love matters the most, and really just take some intentionality to give thanks for all that you have and to have the people in your life that you do.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Keep it hot, baby.
Okay, so tell us about your cutting-edge training that you're doing on success and vulnerability.
Lori, we just keep pushing it, coming up with a new module on the playbook of a pursuer, playbook of a withdrawer, really practical moment-by-moment moves of what a therapist can use. You know, we're so focused on what's happening in session. Enough of this talk about theories and these global things. I think most therapists are looking for, what do I do in this moment? Give me a tool, George. So that's what we're trying to do.
That's awesome. I am so glad you guys are doing this work. I think it helps us be organized to see you do it. You do demos, you do explanations, teaching. It really is interactive. And I think that so many trainings that we sit through don't give us an opportunity for that. So what you're doing is really important.
No, we try to emphasize the teach it, show it, do it model of learning. Right, you need to have some ideas, so we try to teach those. And then we try to show what it looks like implementing those ideas. But most importantly, you now got to practice it. That's how they become yours. And that's what we want our listeners and watchers to do, is become their own moves.
Find George and his teaching at successandvulnerability.com.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-MY-4PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.
Rana Glickman here.
Brian Safi here.
The co-hosts of Ask Rana with Rana and Brian.
There's only two of us, but I get third billing.
Our Fabulous Advice podcast comes out every Tuesday. We answer all kinds of pressing questions like,
what do you do when your boyfriend's mother is poisoning you? Or when you get an Airbnb host who dies? We have fabulous guests like Conan O'Brien,
Lamorne Morris,
Nick Kroll,
Hannah Einbinder.
Listen to Ask Rana on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.